What's up, y'all? Y'all know the vibes, man. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sync Music Mondays. Y'all know the vibes, man. Y'all know what it is. I am K Sparks, also known as Kyle Hunter. Shout out to my brother JS, aka The Best. He couldn't be here, but it's all good. We're going to keep it pushing. And as always, y'all know what time it is, man. The word of the day. What is the word of the day? Motivational, inspirational content. Help you get through your day. All right, y'all going to see it up on the screen. And I think we dropped this gem before. Persistence wears down resistance. I say it again. Persistence wears down resistance. I mean, that gem is pretty much straightforward to the point. I know a lot of times we go through different things, different obstacles, different challenges. But ultimately, being persistent will help you get to your dreams, get to your goals. And that simply is what we got to do, man. I mean, you know, sometimes we might get discouraged, feeling like things are going our way, but ultimately there's a saying I love: if you hang around the basket long enough, you'll get a rebound. You feel me? So you got to stay in the race, run the course, and that is the word of the day. But aside from that, we're going to get into a hot topic a lot of people ask us for, man, and this is simply put: music licensing strategies for 2023. I'll say it again: music licensing strategies for 2023. So, you know, for this year, man, maybe 2022 didn't really turn out to what you wanted it to be in terms of getting as many sync licensing opportunities, but don't worry about it. We got you covered. All right. So the first thing I want to say, education is key. You know, I'm going to emphasize that again. Education is key. So actually taking the time out to educate yourself in regards to just music licensing opportunities that are out there. There are a lot of websites where you can get that information. One website that you definitely want to take into consideration is called Sync Tank. And what Sync Tank does is essentially, whether it's music supervisors, music producers, music licensing trends, Sync Tank is essentially a hub that provides that general information for you. So, you know, if you really don't know where to start, you're feeling like, all right, I'm kind of lost in this whole licensing thing. I want the opportunities. I'm just not really aware of where to get them. Sync Tank is the perfect place to get started. You know, sometimes I'll even scroll through that. I'll see different things, different licensing trends. Because even though I've been doing music licensing, man, for, wow, I got started in this in 2007. It's been a long time, man. I've been doing this for a long time, man. So it's over like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, like 16 years I've been doing music licensing. And even me, being so engrossed in the culture, I still try to get as much information as I can. So definitely check out Sync Tank for music licensing information. Something else that I'll say is do your due diligence. We did speak on this topic on another episode. And essentially what we did was just talk about the importance of making sure that you take the time out to just research different companies, different opportunities that are available. And also, when you research those companies, take a look at the roster. You want to make sure that you have a firm understanding of what those rosters are able to provide in terms of artistry. If you see that they're heavy on other types of genres and not yours, that'll be the perfect opportunity for you. But even at that, you want to make sure that the company is able to pitch the type of music that you make. If you're reaching out to sync companies, but they really don't specialize in the type of music you make, maybe that's not necessarily the right company for you, because even if they sign you, they won't necessarily be able to help you take full advantage of opportunities that are available to you. So, you know, that's definitely one thing to keep in mind. Another thing that I will say is your network is your net worth, right? So I'm going to repeat that again. Your network is your net worth. You got to really be able to dig deep and just start to network with other like-minded people. You know, simple strategy, I'll tell y'all, gym right here. Gym alert, right? If you go on social media, whether that's IG, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, you want to search those hashtags. So that starts with searching music licensing, music supervision, music supervisor, sync licensing. These are different things that you want to do in terms of trying to expand your reach and expand your knowledge in regards to not only what's going on, but other people out there that are actively searching for the same content as you and actually publishing similar content. Now, why is that important? Like we told you before, collaboration is greater than competition. So no man, no woman is an island to themselves. So you having the ability to reach out to other like-minded people. When you search that hashtag, if you put music licensing in the search for Instagram, you will see essentially hundreds of thousands of posts, right? Now, why is that valuable to you? Number one, it gives you insight into what other artists are doing, and it gives you insight in regards to possible collaborations that you could have with some of these artists out here that are doing things similar to you. So, you know, when I search that hashtag, I'll see hip hop artists, I'll see R&B artists, I'll see rock artists, pop artists, and everybody's actively trying to get their music in TV and film. And that's dope because you know what? A lot of these artists want to collaborate too. So if you come across an artist that they got a dope vibe, seems like something that you could vibe with, build with them, man. You know, I always say, listen, if you got a hammer, I got a screwdriver, we could build something. It's go time. So you got to really just take that collective approach to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to just try to do my best to really build bridges. You know, that's what it is, man. Shout out to my man, SK, my brother Robert. You know, he put out a project called Building Bridges, and that's essentially what it is. Like, you want to build bridges every day. Like, make sure every day you're building bridges, which leads me to my next point, tomorrow today. All right, so what does tomorrow today mean? I put out a project a couple years ago, right? Well, nah, I'm lying. It wasn't a couple years ago. It was a very long time ago. Very, very, very long time ago, right? But I put out this record on Fat Beats Records, and it was called Tomorrow Today. And essentially what that means is that you get a lot of people, like, they're so trained to be in a rat race. They're so trained to just have a hoop dream for tomorrow, right? So it's like, get a good job, get some good benefits, and, you know, and one day you can retire, right? Or they say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, just work your life away, and then, you know, one day you could take that vacation, or maybe one day you could do that, but we don't adhere to that type of ideology. Right, we adhere to living tomorrow today. So I say that to say, when it comes to your goals, you have to be an active and willing participant in your goals on a daily basis. I'll say it again. You have to be an active and willing participant in your goals on a daily basis. Because if you wait, it's never going to happen. You understand what I'm saying to you? So you got to make sure that every day you're taking the needed steps, the fundamental steps, to actually execute and get to where you have to go. So, you know, plan out your week. And be realistic too. Like, I think that's why a lot of people fail, because a lot of their goals aren't realistic. It's like they say, all right, I'm gonna do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They got like 30 things for the week, but that's not realistic. If you have different obligations, you have different responsibilities, different things that you have to do, you have to be realistic in how you're gonna execute those goals. So maybe having 15 things to execute for the week isn't realistic for what you have going on. Maybe realistically, you just can do maybe 5 things. But you know what? In the course of a month, that means that you executed 20 things. That's still productive. It's just you're managing your expectations and being realistic in regards to how you can do those things. So I think that that's key. That's a major gem, just being realistic and living tomorrow today. Always executing today, 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 today. Till eventually you get to the point where you got everything accomplished that you need to do. So, you know, music licensing strategies for 2023, I will also say to continue being creative, be on the lookout for trends. I know that now a lot of the trends that I'm hearing from music supervisors and sync agents, they're talking about hip hop is always in demand. Now there's a big push for Afro beats, because that's a big thing. Also Latin type sound in music as well. So just keeping your ear to the culture, you know, and even if you don't have a direct line to a sync agent like us or music supervisors, hell, all you gotta do is just listen to the movies and TV shows that are coming out, you know. And I mean, I'm gonna keep it a band with y'all. I'm not a TV person, right? So I don't, because I'm so busy, I don't have time to sit in front of the TV. But what I do is, you know, the times that I'm able to watch a show, whatever, I'll listen, and I actively listen. I'll go to a movie and I'll see, all right, what's up? You know, what's actively out there? What are the vibes they're looking for? Things like that. So, you know, just kind of just always being on point and paying attention to the trends. And those are some music licensing strategies for 2023. If you have some strategies that you utilize that work best for you, drop us a line in the comments, man, and let us know, man. We always want to hear from y'all, man. Y'all know what it is. Music licensing in the coolest form, because we are the coolest. That's no cap. Y'all know what it is. It's real rap. And, yeah, man, we just going to keep it pushing, man. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to everybody in our Discord. Shout out to everybody that's submitting music for Sync Music. Hot picks, you know, if you haven't submitted, definitely reach out, man. Hot music. Y'all know what it is. Sync Music Mondays.